Test 3. Part 1. Listen to 10 short conversations. For questions 1 to 10, choose the best answer, A, B, or C. You will hear each conversation twice. You now have 2 minutes to read the questions.
One. A difficult aunt. You're not going to invite Aunt Joan to tea again, are you?
It's not as if it'll make much difference to you. When you return from work, she'll be gone. She never stays that long anyway.
Let's keep it like that, shall we? One. A difficult aunt. You're not going to invite Aunt Joan to tea again, are you?
It's not as if it'll make much difference to you. When you return from work, she'll be gone. She never stays that long anyway.
Let's keep it like that, shall we?
Two. Cancelling an appointment. Hi, Sue. Just ringing about this evening.
Hope you can still make it.
Sorry, no, I'm a bit under the weather at the moment.
Oh, what a shame. But I guess it's to be expected, in the winter. Don't worry, we'll meet another time when you're feeling up to it.
2. Cancelling an appointment. Hi, Sue. Just ringing about this evening.
Hope you can still make it.
Sorry, no, I'm a bit under the weather at the moment.
Oh, what a shame. But I guess it's to be expected, in the winter. Don't worry, we'll meet another time when you're feeling up to it.
3. A bargain. What do you think of these trousers? I got them for only £10.
I won't deny they look good. Did you try them on in the shop?
Didn't need to. The colour suits me and the material's great. I reckon they'll stand up to a fair bit of wear and tear. Don't worry, I'll slim into them.
You're such an optimist.
3. A bargain. What do you think of these trousers? I got them for only £10.
I won't deny they look good. Did you try them on in the shop?
Didn't need to. The colour suits me and the material's great. I reckon they'll stand up to a fair bit of wear and tear. Don't worry, I'll slim into them.
You're such an optimist.
4. An invitation.
Hi, Tom. Are you interested in going to a musical?
Not my thing, Cheryl. I prefer the cinema, really.
So I couldn't even interest you in a complimentary ticket. Perks of the job, you know.
Well, thank you. I'll take up the offer then. 4. An invitation.
Hi, Tom. Are you interested in going to a musical?
Not my thing, Cheryl. I prefer the cinema, really.
So I couldn't even interest you in a complimentary ticket. Perks of the job, you know.
Well, thank you. I'll take up the offer then.
5. Going on a diet.
I can't believe what your mum said about dieting, Toby.
Look, I know it was a bit uncalled for, but maybe she's right. Having once been overweight herself, she's seen the benefits of slimming firsthand. She just wants the best for you, Lauren.
Well, I think her son could have benefited from a few slimming tips too.
Thanks so much. 5. Going on a diet.
I can't believe what your mum said about dieting, Toby.
Look, I know it was a bit uncalled for, but maybe she's right. Having once been overweight herself, she's seen the benefits of slimming firsthand. She just wants the best for you, Lauren.
Well, I think her son could have benefited from a few slimming tips too.
Thanks so much.
Six. An accident.
Hey, Luke, what's wrong? Why did you call out?
Well, I was just coming down the stairs when the dog came running after me. Turning around to look at him, I tripped and would have fallen headlong down the stairs had I not saved myself just in time by grabbing onto the banister.
Oh, you gave me quite a scare.
Six. An accident.
Hey, Luke, what's wrong? Why did you call out?
Well, I was just coming down the stairs when the dog came running after me. Turning around to look at him, I tripped and would have fallen headlong down the stairs had I not saved myself just in time by grabbing onto the banister.
Oh, you gave me quite a scare.
Seven. A difference of opinion. Oh no, how are we going to get out of this one, Angie? This year's theme is beach party. Sounds awful.
But, Jerry, I love going to the Wilson's party. We go every year.
Well, you won't catch me in a pair of Bermuda shorts.
Honestly, you're such a killjoy. Anyway, it'll be far more fun than those ghastly black tie events you normally take me to.
Seven. A difference of opinion. Oh, no. How are we going to get out of this one, Angie? This year's theme is beach party. Sounds awful.
But, Jerry, I love going to the Wilson's party. We go every year.
Well, you won't catch me in a pair of Bermuda shorts.
Honestly, you're such a killjoy. Anyway, it'll be far more fun than those ghastly black tie events you normally take me to.
Eight. Planning a party. Hi, Mary. Have you come up with any ideas yet?
Oh, you mean for Dave's birthday?
Yes, you were looking into different venues.
Well, I'm spoilt for choice. Although some are too expensive to hire out and other locations wouldn't be suitable. Luckily, there's plenty of availability this time of year, so I still have time to look around.
Eight. Planning a party. Hi, Mary. Have you come up with any ideas yet?
Oh, you mean for Dave's birthday?
Yes, you were looking into different venues.
Well, I'm spoilt for choice. Although some are too expensive to hire out and other locations wouldn't be suitable. Luckily, there's plenty of availability this time of year, so I still have time to look around.
Nine. At the airport.
Guess what? I set off the security alarm again.
Probably those silver bangles did it.
I took them off before clearing the barrier. It's things like metal hair clips I'm apt to forget or metal brooches hidden under a jacket. This time, concealed metal in my boot heel was to blame. And there was me thinking I must have left my gold earrings on.
Nine. At the airport.
Guess what? I set off the security alarm again.
Probably those silver bangles did it.
I took them off before clearing the barrier. It's things like metal hair clips I'm apt to forget or metal brooches hidden under a jacket. This time, concealed metal in my boot heel was to blame. And there was me thinking I must have left my gold earrings on.
Ten. A letter.
Oh no, not again. This time it's an electricity bill.
What's that? An electricity bill? I thought we'd only just paid it. Very expensive it was too.
Luckily this one isn't our problem, Tony. It's for next door again.
Just as well. I couldn't afford another bill like that.
Ten.
A letter.
Oh no, not again. This time it's an electricity bill.
What's that? An electricity bill? I thought we'd only just paid it. Very expensive it was too.
Luckily, this one isn't our problem, Tony. It's for next door again.
Just as well. I couldn't afford another bill like that.